Ambassador Watson, who started official duties in Harare yesterday, made the remarks during a discussion with editors in Harare.
But on the issue of sanctions, you know, this is a real issue. It's important to the United States, it's important to Zimbabwe. My emphasis is going to be to look at ways to move beyond sanctions. I believe that there is new interest in my government at re-examining the relationship with Zimbabwe and finding ways to return to a more normal bilateral relationship.
He said as far as America was concerned, the targeted sanctions did not affect the generality of Zimbabweans, adding they only affect a few individuals and companies that are linked to them, among them Mbada Diamonds and Marange Resources.
0.00001% of the people of Zimbabwe are directly affected by U.S. targeted sanctions. What that means is that those people, that 0.00001% of the people of Zimbabwe, find that their travel to the United States is impeded.
However, Standard newspaper editor Nevanjima Daniel said the general view in the country is that those on the sanctions list were not feeling the pinch and are in fact getting richer. Watson said he would strive during this tenure to work hard to ensure Washington understands Harare better, adding part of his efforts would include encouraging top American politicians to visit Zimbabwe. He said it was important for Zimbabwe to have transparent elections next year, adding the ordinary person's vote must count in who eventually becomes the leaders of the country. Watson, who served as public affairs officer at the UN Embassy in Harare from 1999 to 2003, presented his credentials to President Robert Mugabe yesterday, marking the start of his tour of duty in Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.